We turn to number 12 in the Chinese hymnal.
我们来唱中文诗歌本第十二首第二册
Constantly abiding.
一直住在主里。
Maybe you'd like to stand.
或许我们可以站起来唱。
Hallelujah! 主耶稣，我们要何等的感谢你！
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
你永远不丢弃我们。
You will never depart from us.
永远与我们同在。
You will always be with us.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory!
主，你要永远与我们同在。
You will abide with us forever.
直到永永远远。
Until forevermore.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
我们来赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们要永远地举起我们的口，举起我们的心来赞美你。
Forever we will lift up our mouths and our hearts to worship you.
你何等的配得。
You're so worthy.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Oh, 谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, 耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, not only that you promise you will never leave us. You indeed, you will never leave us even for a moment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Lord.So our hearts can rest in you.
Hallelujah.
Because you are always here leading us.
Hallelujah.
七首，第七首。
Pour out your Holy Spirit among us tonight, Lord.
今天晚上主啊，你就赐下你的圣灵。
Pour out your Spirit.
赐下你的圣灵。
We want to be filled with you.
我们需要被你充满。
Yes.
We honor you, Lord.
主啊，我们在这里尊荣你。
You are the leader.
你在这里带领我们。
You are the one we're looking to.
我们在这里仰望注视你。
We want to learn how to abide in you always.
我们想要知道如何一直住在主里面。
Oh, Jesus, there's so many things that distract us and pull us away.
主啊，有这么多的事情来搅扰我们。
Oh, we pray that tonight you'll catch our hearts.
主啊，我们求你今天晚上你来夺着我们的心。
And let us hear your voice.
让我们听见你的声音。
Help us to be taken up with you.
让我们与你一同上升。
We want to come into that life that abides in Christ.
我们希望能够进入一直住在主里的生活。
As we heard last night, that's how we bring forth fruit.
就像我们昨天晚上听到，这是我们结果子的秘诀。
Abiding in the vine.
住在主里面。
Staying connected to you.
一直连于耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.
耶稣。
Connect us tonight.
今天晚上与我们连结。
Help us to link up with you.
让我们与你连结。
Be joined together with you.
让我们跟你连在一起。
And have this blessed fellowship.
我们跟你有一个有福的交通。
In your name we ask it, Lord.
我们是奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
请坐，大家请坐。
I'll tell you a little bit about how we came to be here.
我想讲一下我们。
In January of this year,
今年一月份的时候
，Pastor Guo said to me, "We're to go to Pilgrim Camp."
Pastor Guo, 郭牧师跟我说，我们应该回到 Pilgrim Camp。
And Martha, you're to teach on abiding in Christ.
玛莎姐妹，你应该教导住在主里面。
I said, "Oh my, there's still January, February, March."
我在想，哦，糟糕，我还有一月、二月、三月。
We were in the middle of a retreat then. It was called the year-end retreat, going out of old year into the new year.
当时我们还在那个年终的一个退休会的时候，从年底到年初。
And the spring e-school was starting to open.
在春天的时候，东岸已经开始逐渐的开放。
But it came near to the time when we had to give Brother Paul an answer. Were we coming or were we not?
但是到了一个时候，我们必须告诉Paul弟兄，我们到底会不会来这个 camp?
And some of the team said definitely not.
有的人是说绝对不行。
Because of the COVID.
因为新冠的原因。
And all the restrictions, especially Taiwan and China.
然后尤其是从台湾还有中国那边有很多的限制，因为疫情的关系。
You know, the last 9 years we've had twice this amount of people.
你知道过去九年呢，我们在这里坐的人差不多是这里的两倍。
Well, and Sister Alice leads the USA. She's the coordinator for the USA.
Alice 姐妹呢，她是在美国这边的
And it was mentioned maybe we could have a USA conference.
那她就说，或许我们可以有在就是美国的弟兄姐妹的聚集。
But still there were a few that were not decided.
但是还是有少数的人没有办法决定。
I will say Jeff and Jenny were ready to come right away.
那当然Jeff 和 Jenny 他们马上就说我们要上去了。
And they have been indispensable in helping us.
他们也在这里帮助了很多。
And one of the coordinators said, "We don't even have a theme."
那另外一个我们的同工就说我们连一个题目都没有。
It was a tough decision to make because Pastor Jack Chow always said, "We're going to Pilgrim Camp, and this is what we're going to have as a theme."
因为这一次非常的困难，因为在过去呢，周牧师就会说，我们要去 Pilgrim Camp 了，这就是我们这一次特会的题目。
And all of the team, even John, said, "Yes, sir."
那所有的团队呢，包括John 弟兄就说，是的，就上来了。
But here we were.
但是今年呢
without Pastor Chow.
周牧师不在我们当中。
I said, "Well, now we got to get a word from the Lord."
那我们现在必须从主得到话。
And especially they were asking about a theme.
尤其是他们要说大会的主题。
Well, I had been teaching a class all that day, maybe a couple of them. We have what is called a regular class and of e-school, and then we have a prayer meeting afterwards with the team.
那当时呢我在教一堂课，那我们当时上完课以后还有跟同工的祷告会。
And I think that night I had another class to China. It's done late at night because it's early morning there. It was called Morning Glory.
那当时的那天呢，我上完课之后跟同工祷告完以后又有一堂课是跟中国的弟兄姐妹，所以在我这边是晚上。
So,
那堂课我们就叫做早晨的荣耀。
The next day in the afternoon, I said to Brother Jim, will you pray for me?
那天晚上呢，我就跟俊弟兄说，你可不可以为我祷告
？He was sitting in his recliner.
因为当时他坐在他的椅子上。
And I knelt beside his chair, and he laid hands on me.
他坐在他的摇椅上，我就跪在他的旁边，请他按手为我祷告。
He was very compassionate.
他当时充满了爱心。
And he began to pray the Lord would show us what to do.
他就开始祷告，求主来显明我们该怎么做。
And all of a sudden, as he prayed, the Spirit of the Lord came over me.
突然，当他在祷告的时候，圣灵就降在我身上。
I couldn't hear what he was praying, but the Spirit of the Lord filled me.
我当时没有办法，我听不见他到底在说什么，因为神的荣耀充满我。
And these words came to me. In him we live and move and have our being.
然后这些话语就临到我，就是说我们的生活动作存留都在乎他。
You know, that's from the book of Acts.
这是从使徒行传。
Paul was teaching the Athens about the unknown God they were worshipping. And he said, he's not very far away. In him you live. He gives you breath.
因为当时就是使徒保罗在雅典的时候在教导他们，就说他其实不远，就在我们的心里，而且我们生活动作存留都在乎他。
Oh, and we're complete in him. Ephesians tells us we're complete in him.
而且我们在他里面得以完全，以弗所书。
That thrilled my heart.
当时我心里就非常的喜乐。
And then a song came to me, and I didn't tell Ingrid, but she played it, Abiding.
有一首诗歌就临到我，就是住在主里面。
I didn't tell her, but it reminded me that song kept running over in my heart, Abiding, Abiding. Oh, how wonderful!
我并没有告诉 Ingrid 姐妹，但是这首诗歌就一直在我里面回响，住在主里面。
In the end of March, what Pastor Guo had said, we're to go to Pilgrim Camp and you're to teach on abiding in the Lord.
这时候我就想起来郭牧师对我说，我们应该去 Pilgrim Camp, 而且你要教导住在主里面。
And so, I felt the Lord had given the answer and I took it before the team.
所以我觉得主好像给了我答案，我就跟团队们商量。
Some more were encouraged to go.
有些团队的团员呢就觉得被鼓励，我们应该去 Pilgrim Camp.
And then I looked up that verse on the computer.
然后我就看见我的电脑上有一节经文。
I just put it in Google.
我就把它放在那里。
And all these pictures came up where you could have that framed.
当我把这节经文放在 Google 里面的时候，就很多的图片都出来。
And I sent it to Brother Jeff, and he made it our what do you call it flyer.
我就把那些照片寄给 Brother Jeff, 那我们就做成了我们当时的这个单张。
Of all things, it had a lake in the front of it, like Pilgrim Camp.
那我们那个图片呢，就前面有一个湖，就像 Pilgrim Camp 一样。
And there was an eagle flying over, like Pastor Chow talks about waiting on the Lord as an eagle.
然后呢，还有一只老鹰飞在水上，就好像周牧师讲的，我们应该等候主如鹰展翅上腾。
And that's what he and Jenny put online to register.
所以这就是成为我们在register 的时候的那个图片。
And before long, most all the team that was available came with us.
然后当时能够来的团队呢都跟我们一起开始同工。
In fact, Daniel and Emma brought the whole family.
然后 Daniel 跟 Emma 他们全家都来了。
So when we sang this song, it reminded me, the Lord wants us to constantly abide in Him.
所以当我在唱这首诗的时候，就提醒了我，主要我们一直住在祂里面。
I know Sister Ruth is going to be speaking to us, and it's been her theme too, that we learn to abide in the Lord.
待会儿郭牧师也要跟我们分享信息，他的主题也是我们要学习住在主里面。
That's what Brother Chow taught all the time. We need to come into His presence and abide in His presence.
这也是周牧师一直教导我们的，我们要进入他的同在，也要住在他的同在里。
And you see, Brother Phil said the same thing last night. We're to be connected to the vine.
就像Phil 弟兄昨天晚上也说的，我们要跟枝子跟葡萄树连在一起。
That's the only way the fruit can grow on the branch if it's connected.
除非我们能够连在枝子上，我们没有办法结果子。
Another thought came to me was it's not just sitting in a cell group like we have. Oh, Jenny, how many cell groups do we have? You sent me. We have 100 e-school leaders, and we have a class with them every second Monday of every month.
我们在中国的有小组的小组长大概就有100多人，我们每隔一个礼拜一的晚上跟他们聚会。
And whatever's taught that second month, a second week of the month, on the fourth Monday of the month, there's a review of it.
所以每个月第二个礼拜天晚上我们教导，第四个礼拜一的晚上我们就复习。
And the teacher share in that review.
那我们就跟他们分享我们的复习。
So our purpose is to help them to learn how to abide in the Lord.
那目的呢，就是要教导这些小组长如何住在主里面。
It's so wonderful to come into the presence of the Lord. I think some of you know, at 14 years of age, when that I sensed that cloud of the presence of the Lord in our home.
住在主里面，进入主的同在，何等的美好！我跟你们分享过，14岁的时候，我突然感觉到神的同在像云彩一样临到我的家。
I often say I got addicted to the presence of the Lord.
我常常说，享受神的同在是会上瘾的。
There was nothing the world could offer that could compare with that.
因为在世上任何的事情都没有办法与其相比。
Because that warmth of His presence was inside.
因为神的同在所带来的温暖是在心里的。
Miss Judd had visited our home in Ohio with a couple workers, sat down to pray, and here was that wonderful presence of the Lord.
Miss Judd, 她来到我们 Ohio 的家里，跟几个同工来。当她坐下来祷告的时候，神的同在就像云彩一样临到我家。
Even when I was eighth grade, around that time,
当时我是八年级的学生。
I could sense His presence when I picked up Brother Lawrence's book.
当我拿起读劳伦斯弟兄的书，我都可以感受到神的同在。
Those are wonderful times.
那些是何等美好的时刻。
But we don't always realize that what the Lord is doing during those times is to change us.
但是我们常常不知道的，就是在那些时刻里面，主其实在改变我们。
It's a good feeling. It's restful. It's quieting our hearts.
那感觉，当那个感觉很美好，是很安静，能够安静我们的心。
But the Holy Spirit wants to work to conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是其实圣灵真正要做的是在那些时刻里，他能够改变我们，让我们更像磨成主的形象。
You know, in 2 Corinthians 3, it tells us that He wants to conform us to the image. We behold Him. By beholding Him, we are changed.
就像哥林多后书第三章18节那边，当我们众人敞着脸看见主的荣光，好像从主的形，
We're changed into that image from glory to glory.
好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Last night after that wonderful meeting, I looked at my husband and I thought he looked beautiful.
昨天晚上，当我们有一个美好的聚会之后，我再看一看我的丈夫，觉得他真的很帅。
When we have these times in his presence, you know, he can change from the inside out.
因为当我们花时间在主的同在里面，他可以从里面改变我们。
And that's what he's intending to do with us.
这就是神要在我们身上做成的。
By beholding him, looking only unto him, we're changed into his image from glory to glory.
因为当我们众人敞着脸仰望他的时候，我们就变成主的形象，从荣上加荣。
So it's not just a relaxing, sweet atmosphere.There's a work going on by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们亲近主的时候，不是只是在这边享受一个很美好的氛围，而是主在做工在我们里面。
Jesus told us the Holy Spirit will reprove us of sin.
而且耶稣告诉我们，圣灵来会让我们知罪。
During those times, he wants to convict us.
在那个时候，神会光照我们。
You know, when we see Jesus, we get a sight of ourselves.
因为当我们看耶稣的时候，我们其实也看到自己。
And we recognize what men in the Bible had. They said, "Oh, I'm undone." Isaiah said, "I'm undone."
就像许多在圣经里的人一样，当他们遇见主的时候，他说：“哦，祸灾，我灭亡了。”
We shouldn't run away when we find out we're undone. We should run to Him.
当我们发现我们有祸的时候，我们其实不应该逃跑，而是来到他的面前。
Oh, Jesus, fill me with yourself. Change me.
主耶稣啊，我们当这样子祷告，你来充满我，来改变我。
That's what we admired in Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy.
这就是我们看到神坐在周牧师、周师母身上的工作。
They were being conformed into the image of God's dear Son.
因为他们两位被主慢慢的改变，像主的儿子。
On all those mission trips, I lived very intimately with them.
当我跟他们去短宣的时候，我跟他们有很密切的接触。
I saw them at all times and all circumstances.
我看到他们在各样的情况底下。
And Jesus was there.Many times within them shining forth.
在许多的时刻，我可以看见耶稣的荣光从他们里面照反射出来。
And that's what he wants to do with us.
那这就是神要做在我们身上的工作。
He wants to change us. He changed the Apostle Paul.
他要改变我们，就像他改变使徒保罗。
He made him a new man.
他把他造成一个新造的人。
He was the direct opposite of what he had been.
是跟他从前完全相反的一个人。
And we should have faith that he's working to set us free from the works of our flesh.
那我们也要有信心，神现在要释放我们从我们肉体的工作里释放出来。
Our pride, our jealousy.
我们的骄傲，我们的嫉妒。
Our anger.
我们的愤怒
Our unbelief,
我们的不幸
All these things that bog us down,
这些事情都是把我们拖着往下沉的
He's not only called us to abide in his presence,
神不但呼召我们一直住在主里面
be filled with his spirit,
而且要被他的圣灵充满
But I found it on the pilgrim camp marker.It's in my Bible. Where did I set it? Well, it's thanks. Thank you. I found it in the Pilgrim Camp for 2022.
在这个Pilgrim Camp 的2022年的书签里面
It says, "Walk as children of light."
他就说，我们应当像光明的儿女行走
Finding out what is pleasing to the Lord.
让我们知道什么是讨主喜悦的
Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness.
在那些黑暗的没有结果子的事上无份
But be filled with the Spirit.
而被圣灵充满
Ephesians 5:8.
以弗所书五章八节
10 and 18.
十和十八节
So it's not only abiding in his presence in those wonderful times of waiting on the Lord, But we need to learn to walk in the Spirit.
所以我们不单要花时间住在主甜蜜美好的同在里面，我们也要与主同行。
The verse the Lord gave me is in 1 John.
主所给我的经节是在约翰一书。
Chapter 2.Hallelujah. Here it is. Chapter 2 of 1 John.
约翰一书第二章
Verse 6.
第六节
He who says he abides in him.
人若说他住在主里面
Ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
就该自己照主所行的去行。
That's very practical.
这是非常的实际的。
So it isn't just getting lost in God and wonder, love and praise.
所以我们不是只是在主爱的甜蜜的同在里面享受而已。
And we say we're abiding in Christ.
当我们说我们住在主里面。
But John here is telling us if he who says he abides in him ought.Himself also to walk just as Christ walked.
因为使徒约翰在这里告诉我们，人说，人若说他住在主里面，就当自己照主所行的去行。
And verse 28 of that chapter,
同一章二十八节。
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence.And not be ashamed before him at his coming.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Oh, we don't want to be ashamed before him, do we?
当他来的时候，我们不希望在他面前惭愧，不是吗？
We want him to work within us.
我们希望他能够做工在我们里面
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的能力
You know what the Holy Spirit brings? It brings love and joy and peace.
我们知道
Long suffering.
我们知道当圣灵来的时候他带给我们忍耐喜乐和平
It brings gentleness.
带给我们温柔
Goodness,
良善
and faith.
还有信心
That's what happens when the Spirit comes.
这就是当圣灵来的时候所带给我们的。
You go out to love everybody.
我们就可以去爱每一位。
He gives you love for your family.
他给我们爱，使我们可以爱我们的家人。
You know, the test at home is the test of eternity.
你知道吗？我们在家里的试炼就是一个永远的试炼。
It's easy to love one another here at camp.
你知道我们在特会的时候很容易彼此相爱。
We're all so sweet and loving.
每一个人都是这么的甜美，这么的有爱心。
But the real test is the daily life.
但是真正的试探试炼是在我们的每一天的生活里面。
That's when the Holy Spirit points out.How he wants to change us.
也就是在那样子的情况下，圣灵指出来我们在什么地方需要改变。
And the natural thing is to hide from your own failures.
那我们天然呢，喜欢在我们的失败的面前，我们赶快隐藏。
But when we draw near to Jesus,
但是当我们来亲近主的时候
as you have been crying out to come closer,
当我们向神呼喊，我们希望与主更亲
Don't be surprised if he shows you yourself.
那你就不要诧异，当神把你自己来显明的时候
The closer we get to him, the more he exposes what needs to be changed.
当我们越靠近他，他就越把我们自己显明出来。
There may be spots on our wedding garment.
那我们就看见我们身上穿的这个新娘的嫁衣有许多的污点。
And if we abide in him, we're going to walk the same way he walked.
当我们住在他里面，我们就要照他而行。
Well, you say,I was at a period in my life, I spoke about this afternoon, that I found I worked with somebody I couldn't love.
像今天下午的时候我跟大家分享我在生命里有一段时间我在上班的时候我 我的老板实在是我非常不喜欢的人。
I said to the Lord, after 7 years working with them, I can't love them.
七年之后，我终于跟主说，我实在没有办法爱他们。
I went home crying from work every night.
每一天晚上下班的时候，我就哭着回家。
And the Lord made me stay in that job.
但是主却把我放在那个工作场所。
I cried out to him in my bedroom. I said, Jesus, you must give me your love.
我就在我在我的卧房里面向主哭泣。我说，主啊，你必须给我你的爱。
And he did it.
然后神真的照着做了。
I worked 3 more years before the Lord called me out of that job.
我后来又在同样的工作岗位待了3年，直到神把我带到其他的地方。
Natural love doesn't go far enough.
因为你知道，我们的天然人没有办法，天然的爱没办法持久。
Even in a marriage, if you're just newly married, you'll find out natural love doesn't go far enough.
甚至在我们的婚姻里面，如果你刚刚结婚，你就不久以后就会发现，我们天然的爱无法持久。
We need a dose of the Holy Ghost.
我们需要圣灵。
You need divine love.
我们需要神圣的爱。
You need the love of Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督的爱。
And Paul told us in Romans chapter 5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
就像保罗在罗马书第5章说，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we cry, oh, fill me now.
所以我们可以向神呼喊，主啊，现在来充满我。
Fill me, Lord Jesus.
充满我。
I want to be changed.
我需要被改变。
And so the Lord puts us with our family, even perhaps with our spouse, or our neighbor, or our co-worker, to show us what we need.
所以主就把我们放在或许是我们的家人，或许是我们的配偶，或许甚至我们的邻居，我们的同事，让我们看见我们需要被改变。
He wants to give us more than we have naturally.
神所要给我们的是我们的天然人所没有的。
He wants to fill us with himself.
因为他要把他自己充满给我们。
It's no longer I.
所以不再是我
But Christ living in me.
而是基督住在我里面
It's a process.
这是一个过程
We're all still working on it.
我们还在这个过程当中
I heard Sister Gerda say she wants something new, something fresh, you know, during this week.
我听见贝教士他的祷告他希望在这一个礼拜里面得到一个新鲜的恩膏一个新鲜的
There's always more work for the Lord to do on us.
因为在神总是可以有新鲜的工作做在我们身上
So let us take heart that he's here to fill us with his spirit.
所以让我们来注意因为他正在这里希望他能够用圣灵充满我们。
I want you to believe for that during this week. Jesus is going to change you.
那让我们用信心相信在这一个礼拜里面耶稣会改变我们。
My first time to come here to Pilgrim Camp, when was it? 1980?
大概在1980年的时候是我第一次来到 Pilgrim Camp。
But the Lord did a real work on me. I couldn't go in a meeting without crying and crying and crying because Sister Greatly told me the Lord is trying to set you free from your strong will.
当时呢，在主正在做工在我的身上。我来这边的时候，我每一堂聚会都在哭，因为Greatly 姐妹告诉我说，主现在要释放你，从你这个很强的意志力里面释放出来。
And when I went home from that visit, my friends and told me, "You're so different."We can be changed.
当我从这里离开的时候，我的朋友都发现了，他们说你看起来不一样了。
Just believing him for that great change.
所以我们是可以被改变的。
Hallelujah.
让我们用信心相信神这个礼拜可以改变我们。
I didn't mean to preach, but I started.
我其实不是要讲
到的。I do want to, Pastor Ruth is going to be speaking to us.But I want to tell you, I made a mistake this morning.
在郭牧师
I forgot to take the children's offering.
我今天早上忘了。
On Sunday, the only offering we take on Sunday is for the children's fund. This box, Jeff, you put it where.
我今天早上忘了，因为我们每一次在主日早上，我们收到的奉献都是为着孩子的。
Anything in that box tonight, or we'll give you tomorrow morning too, will be strictly.For the children's fund.
所以我们在那个奉献箱里面所收到的一切的奉献都是为着孩子们的。今天晚上还明天早上。
Can we just sing a little song, Fill Me Now, and then we'll hear from Sister Ruth. Fill Me Now.
我们再唱充满我。
Come and fill me now.
充满我。
Can I find it? Let's see if it's in here. See if I find it here. Somebody find it, you let us know. One twenty-four in here.
大本诗歌124首。
Oh. here to fill us. You're 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 here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's here to fill us.
他就在这里要来充满我们。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
主啊，是的。
Yes, Jesus.
是的，耶稣，充满我，充满我，
Lord,
充满我。
In you we live, in you we move, we have our being in you.
我们的生活动作存留都在
乎你。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们感谢你，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们赞美你，
we thank you, Lord.
我们赞美你。
我相信圣灵现在在我们当中。
I believe the Holy Spirit is in our midst.
讲道不重要。
Preaching is not that important.
我们要跟随圣灵。
We ought to follow the Holy Spirit.
圣灵假如现在在你的心中有什么工作。
If the Holy Spirit is at work in your heart.
你就要顺服。
You ought to obey Him.
圣灵可以用任何方法在任何地方来充满我们。
Holy Spirit can fill us in any way, any place.
但是我相信圣灵最喜欢在聚会中来做工。
But Holy Spirit likes to work in meetings the most.
所以当我们有恳求圣灵来，
So when we ask the Holy Spirit to come,
或者是有牧师在求圣灵来充满我们的时候，
or when the pastors pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us,
你千万不要错过。
Please don't miss out the opportunity.
我最近听到几个见证。
Recently, I heard a couple of testimonies.
在几个礼拜前，
several weeks ago,
在一个网络上的聚会。
It's an online meeting.
聚会快结束的时候，我们带大家来领受圣灵。
So about when the meeting approaching to the end, we lead everyone to receive the Holy Spirit.
后来第二个礼拜就有人讲见证。
So the following week, someone gave a testimony.
就在那一次聚会，他被圣灵充满。
That the person was filled with the Holy Spirit in that meeting.
可能有很多人他们没有联络到我们。
Maybe some did not tell us afterwards.
也没有办法告诉我们。
Or they have no way to inform us of their testimonies.
上个礼拜我还收到另一个见证。
And last week I received another testimony.
一个弟兄他圣灵感动他觉得他应该来讲见证。
And then a brother says that Holy Spirit moved him to share his testimony.
他兜兜转转通过好多几个人找到我。
And then finally through different people, he finally reached me.
说我要讲见证不知道有没有数字的限制。
And then he says, I want to share with you, Holy Spirit, is there like a limit of words?
我跟他说欢迎他来为主做见证没有什么限制。
So I told him, you're welcome to give testimony for the Lord. There's no limit of words.
结果他写了一篇见证大概一页多纸吧。
So he wrote about one page of testimony.
他说我现在有一个迟到的见证。
Now I want to give you a belated testimony.
他说去年八月二十一号。
Last year, August 21st.
你在带聚会后来在带大家来圣灵领受圣灵的时候。
When you were leading a meeting and then you were leading everyone to receive the Holy Spirit.
他说我那还是第一次被圣灵充满。
That was the first time I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后就全都不一样了。
And everything changed since then.
圣经活起来了。
The Bible became alive to me.
我跟人的关系各方面都不一样了。
And my relationship with people have changed.
所以即使是在网络上聚会圣灵都可以充满的。
So Holy Spirit can fill people even through online meetings.
所以我相信这一次特会我们好多次聚会。
I believe in this conference we have many meetings.
有人 会有这个机会，也许已经有了。
I'm sure someone already has this experience.
假如有，你可以有机会，你可以来讲见证。
If you already experienced that, we welcome you to share your testimony.
Okay, 我们回到刚才玛莎牧师讲的。
So let's turn back to what Sister Martha shared.
他刚才讲到我们网校多少人多少人，其实我们非常不注重人数。
She shared like there were a lot of people enrolled in our e-school. Actually, the number is not our concern.
但是我知道我们的小组长绝不止100多人。
But I know we have more than 100 cell group leaders.
因为这一年，就我所知，人家跟我联络到的。
Because of this past year, just those who have contacted me.
我们已经有生第二代、第三代。
Because we already have the second and even third generation cell group leaders.
就是我们带了一个小组，可能是十几个人，但是这十几个人很多已经在去带小组，甚至他带的小组已经又有人在带小组。
Because maybe a small group of 10 plus people now grow into two groups or even more.
所以不只是两个，就是说
They keep multiplying.
Yeah. 所以我们其实无法知道
So actually,
多少小组长。
We have no way of knowing exactly how many cell group leaders there are.
这些全都是圣灵的工作。
And these are all the work of the Holy Spirit.
我这几天来到这个聚会。
So this week I came to this conference.
我觉得很大的祝福。
There's a great blessing I could feel.
今天小静跟我说，有人说，我们这次，周爸爸虽然不在，但是一样的。那感觉到一样。
Today, Sister Jenny shared with me that even though this time, Pastor Chow was not with us, but then the meeting continued to be blessed.
他说，没有感觉什么不同。
We didn't feel any difference.
因为像玛莎牧师讲的，Jesus is here.
Just like Sister Martha says, because Jesus is here.
主耶稣在带领我们。
Because Jesus is leading us.
所以必然是一样的。
Then of course it would be the same.
我自己最高兴的。
What pleases me the most?
我就是常常想起周牧师他会讲，他说他每年会来参加这个 camp 特会。
Because I remember Pastor Chow used to say that he would come to the camp every year.
他就是说要来对证。看看自己有没有走偏。
He used this camp as a checkpoint to see if he's still on the right track.
Yes. 那我就这几天好像我们有机会特别接触到原来吴老牧师带下来的很多很多的牧师同工。
And this, during this weekend, we came in contact with some co-workers that were being trained by the Wavago family, the ministry of Hans Wavago.
我还听到贝教士跟我们讲。
And also Sister Gerda shared with us.
她说在她认识的人当中
Among all the people that she knew,
周牧师是好像他知道的两个人之中的一个是完全接受跟 follow 吴老牧师的信息的。
That Sister Gerda shared with us that Pastor Chow was one of the two people that she knew embraced and follow the teachings of Hans Wavago.
Yes. 那我们这些人都是可以说是跟着周牧师来进入这个水流。
We are the group that follow Pastor Chow to enter into this flow of the Holy Spirit.
自从一年多前，周爸爸跟师母被接回天家。
Since more than a year ago, Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow went to be with the Lord.
那玛莎牧师带着我们另外四位 牧师四位老师了，还有几位同工。
And Sister Martha continued to lead us four other teachers and some co-workers.
我相信我们还是在这个水流里边。
I believe we're still walking in this flow of the Holy Spirit.
特别这几天听到的信息。
Especially on the messages that we heard this week.
我心里就真的很庆幸。
That it really pleases my heart.
我们在这里所听的。
Whatever we have heard here.
跟我们这一年多来在网校所讲的所听的是完全一样
completely match what we have shared and taught online
我想我们这个团队没有偏离
so I believe that this group of co-workers this team we have not departed from this way
但是我们需要切切的求主保守我们
but we need to earnestly ask the Lord to protect us to keep
永不要偏离
us that we will never depart from this
我现在就是分享一点这一个多月来我很感动的一段话
I'd like to now share with you a passage that moved me this past month
最近我一直在读约翰福音读了十几遍了
Recently, I have read the Gospel according to John more than 10 times.
看到因为约翰福音讲的最多关于圣灵的事。
Because the Gospel of John talk about the Holy Spirit the most.
特别是在约翰福音14章、16章，主耶稣就讲到圣灵来了要做什么。
Especially in chapters 14 and 16, the Lord Jesus talk about what the Holy Spirit will do when He comes.
后来我们在使徒行传看到。
And then later on in the book of Acts, we can see.
特别是使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
我们看到差不多主耶稣讲的圣灵要做的事在那一次五旬节的时候差不多都发生了。
So what Jesus had already shared with the disciples, what the Holy Spirit will do when he comes, were all fulfilled in Acts chapter 2.
那现在我没有时间分享那些。
Now, I have no time to share about that part.
只是想讲约翰福音的最后一章最后一段。
I'd like to share with you the last part of the last chapter of the book of the book of John.
就是主耶稣跟约翰的对话。
That is the dialogue between Jesus and John.
他在他们吃完早餐。主耶稣就对西门彼得说，我们来看约翰福音21章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21 verse 15.
耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
我想他想说比这些更深是刚好那一次耶稣叫他们说你们从右边撒网，结果就打了153条大鱼，是从来没有过的。
I believe that what Jesus referred to these are the fish, 153 fish that they caught after they followed Jesus' command.
耶稣连续问了他三次。
Jesus repeatedly asked Peter three times,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
他说你喂养我的羊。
Then you feed my sheep.
喂养我的小羊。
Tend my sheep.
在这里好像主耶稣给彼得有一个托付。
Here, the Lord was commissioning Peter.
要他喂养他的羊。
That, he asked Peter to feed his sheep.
也没有说多少羊。
He didn't say how many sheep.
我们知道大卫也是个牧人。
We all know that David was also a shepherd.
当他在他父亲叫他去带一些食物去给他哥哥的时候。
When his father commanded David to bring food to his brothers.
他的哥哥很瞧不起他。
And he was despised by his brothers.
说你丢下那几只羊。
That you left those few sheep.
跑来这里干什么?
And you came here. What are you doing here?
我知道你是想来看热闹。
Because I know that you want to come and see this commotion.
好像那 对一个只看几只羊 的人。
So for someone who only tends a few sheep,
非常的瞧不起。
He was despised by his brothers.
那彼得在这里也不知道主托付给他几只羊。
Peter didn't know here how many sheep the Lord Jesus was referring to.
当然后来一下子几千人。
But then all of a sudden, several thousand.
这是他想不到的。
It was beyond his imagination.
但是这还不是我今天要讲的重点。
But this is not the point I want to share.
在他问他三次之后，
After the Lord Jesus asked him three times,
彼得很忧愁，就说：“主啊，你是无所不知，你知道我爱你。”
And then Peter was grieved. He says, "Lord, you know that I love you."
然后，耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊，我实实在在的告诉你。”
Then Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you."
你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
When you were younger, you girded yourself and walked wherever you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。
This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God.
说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me.
主耶稣先问他，你爱我吗？
Lord Jesus first asked him, do you love me?
你喂养我的羊。
Then feed my sheep.
然后告诉他他的未来会怎么样。
Then the Lord told him how his future would be.
在年轻的时候他可以随意往来。
When you were younger, you could go anywhere you wish.
我们知道彼得是一个很喜欢随意的人。
Because we know that Peter was a man that liked to do whatever he wished.
他是一辈子都可以随意往来，我想正中下怀。
And then this is exactly the description of his life.
但是说你年老的时候，
But then he says, when you are old,
那就不一样了。
Then things will be different.
你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
That you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go.
就是他没有自由。
That he no longer have freedom.
别人要他怎么样，他就得怎么样。
He will have to follow what others wanted him to go.
但是主耶稣在讲这些话之后说，你跟从我吧。
Then after Jesus said this, he says, follow me.
也就是说，以后你会遇到各种各样的情况。
In other words, you will encounter all sorts of circumstances.
有你喜欢的，
There are things that you might like,
有你很不喜欢的，
or things that you do not like.
无论什么样的境况，
whatever circumstances you might be in,
人家称赞你，
maybe people praise you,
或者人家批评你，
or criticize you.
你成功，
you may succeed,
或者你失败，
or fail.
你跟从我，
you follow me.
也就是说 主耶稣叫彼得喂养他的羊。
In other words, the Lord asked him to feed his sheep.
彼得可能会遇到各种不一样的、各种不一样的情况。
And Peter might encounter all kinds of circumstances.
在使徒行传我们也看到，后来的确是如此。
And then we can see this from the book of Acts.
一开始他成功的不得了。
Initially, he had great success.
超出他所求所想的。
Beyond what he asked or imagined.
第一天。
First day.
他第一次讲道。
His first sermon.
就三千人悔改。
3,000 people repented.
然后再过几天。
Several days later.
他在街上他也能够像耶稣那样医病。
When he walked on the street, he could heal the sick, just like Jesus.
叫一个瘫痪 38年的起来走路。
And he could cause a lame, to rise and walk.
再一次成功。
Once again, another success.
很多人又来围他。
And people started to surround him.
他又讲道。
And he started to preach.
那一天又4000人还是5000人又信主了。
About 4,000 or 5,000 people believed.
Oh, 那段时间真是他的黄金时代。
What a golden days that was.
但是你知道吗?
But do you know?
他做这一些他都是在跟从耶稣。
Oh, he did all this to follow Jesus.
因为他根本不知他没有学过讲道。
Because he never learned how to preach.
那一天圣灵降临下来的时候
Because that day when the Holy Spirit filled him
他们全部都讲起方言来
Everyone spoke in tongues
很多世界各地的犹太人来过节在街上走来走去听到这个房子怎么这么吵啊、
There were people、on the streets of Jerusalem from all over the world、they heard this commotion in this particular house
就在外边看啊然后就哎呀这些人喝醉酒了
And then they watch, they say, oh, these people are drunk.
而且是这些加利利人。
And these Galileans, they were drunk.
加利利人是很不起眼的人,是大多数是渔夫。
Because most Galileans, they're not learned people. Most of them were fishermen.
他们的口音一听就知道是那些乡下人。
They can be distinguished, they could be recognized by their accent.
但是当这些人在讥笑的时候
But when people were despising him, despising them,
这些加利利人就被圣灵就叫他们站起来
And the Holy Spirit commanded these Galileans to stand up.
就说彼得跟11个使徒他们就站起来
So Peter and the other 11 stood up together.
然后就跟他们讲我们不是喝醉酒
And then they responded, we're not drunk.
彼得就讲这个是圣灵的工作
Peter said this is the work of the Holy Spirit
是约尔先知在很久几百年前就讲的会有这样的事情
so that is the prophecy spoken by Joel many years ago
而且你知道这个圣灵是怎么来的吗
do you know where this Holy Spirit come from
是你们钉在十字架上的那个耶稣差派来的
he was sentby Jesus Christ whom you crucified.
哦、oh, 那这个时候圣灵也在外边那些人心里做工。
And at the same time, Holy Spirit was working in the hearts of these observers.
使他们好像被刀扎了。
So their hearts were like cut through by knives.
不得不谦卑下来。
They had to be humbled.
他们因为很害怕。
Because they were full of fear.
因为彼得说那个就是主基督神已经立他为主基督了
Because Peter says that is the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord has ordained him to be the Lord
他们好害怕、哦、哎呀我们把这个主基督钉在十字架上
They were full of fear because they realized that they have nailed the Lord on the cross
所以就很谦卑地问这些他们瞧不起的加利利人
So they humbly asked these Galileans whom they despised
说弟兄们我们该怎么办啊
Brothers, what can we do now?
彼得这个时候也是顺从圣灵的带领。
And then at this moment, Peter too followed the Holy Spirit.
就说你们要悔改。
Says you have to repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以这个教会就是这样来的。
And this is how the church was established.
就是彼得当耶稣在他跟他耶稣在最后那一次跟他讲的时候说你喂养我的羊最后说你要跟从我
That is what when Jesus had this dialogue he says you feed my sheep and then he says you follow me
但是耶稣后来升天了
and then Jesus went up to heaven
怎么跟啊
How do you follow Jesus then
但是当圣灵来的时候
But when Holy Spirit cameThe disciples, the apostles recognized that this is Jesus.
正如耶稣在约翰福音14章讲的说你们认识他但是世人不认识他。
Like Jesus said in John chapter 14, says, you know him, but not the world.
他们认出这个 降下来的圣灵就是耶稣。
They recognize the Holy Spirit that's descended is Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟从他就没错。
So they realize that we just follow the Holy Spirit.
所以那个时候圣灵怎么感动，他们就怎么做。
So whatever the Holy Spirit moved them to do, they do.
我们再看第二段。
Then the second part of the same chapter, chapter
20节。
Chapter 21, verse 20.
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候，靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒，那就是约翰了哈。彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？
Then Peter turning around saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had learned,leaned on his breast at the supper, said, Lord, who is the one who betray you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, but Lord, what about this man?
但是主耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？
Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain until I come, what is it to you? You follow me.
你跟从我吧。
You follow me.
是的，就是说，彼得想说，你跟我说，我以后会这样这样。So, 我老的时候，就是很不好。
So then, because Peter probably was thinking, you told me about my future, which is not very good.
那这个人会怎么样
？Then how about this man?
我们都在一起的。
We're all together now.
我相信彼得跟约翰两个很要好。
I'm sure they're good friends.
虽然他们年纪可能啊有差。
Maybe they're different in ages, but probably they're good friends.
因为好几次约翰有什么就跟彼得讲。
Because several times in the scripture, we see that whatever John saw, he would tell Peter right away.
所以一方面可能也是好朋友，另一方面也是好奇。
So maybe because they're good friends and maybe out of curiosity.
所以说，那你说我这样，那他怎么样？
Then Peter says, okay, you already told my future, then how about this man?
但是主耶稣说，你别管这么多。
But Lord Jesus said, mind your own business.
你自己跟从我。
You follow me.
当然那个说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？有时候大家理解主耶稣来就是他要从天降临来。
But then Jesus said, if I will that he remain until I come. And people thought when Jesus come back, he will descend from heaven.
这个是很多人这样理解。
Many people believe that.
所以就说哦，那约翰不会死。
Then they interpret that maybe John will not die until Jesus descend from heaven.
我们听过周牧师讲过好多处圣经哈，讲到主耶稣来，其实他以圣灵的形式来，也是他来。
But then we have heard Pastor Chow interpret that when he comes back in the form of the Holy Spirit, that's.What he was talking about.
我不是说讲这个地方，就是周牧师在很多处讲到耶稣来，可能是他以圣灵的形式来。
Oh, I'm not saying that this is exactly what that means, but then, Pastor Chow says when Jesus comes, sometimes he can come in the form of the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣是会不会意思说，我因为你很好奇或者是很需要，所以我现在跟你讲你以后怎么样。
So maybe because you're curious, then Jesus thought I will tell you what's going to happen to you in the future.
或者是因为主耶稣要托付他的是先把那个教会。
Or maybe because the Lord Jesus want to commission Peter to build a church.
那约翰呢，主要就是关于圣灵方面他非常的清楚。
And then about John, he was more clear about the Holy Spirit.
后来主耶稣要约翰传讲的信息是关于圣灵方面，很多是关于圣灵方面的。
That's why the Lord Jesus actually wanted John to preach about the Holy Spirit.
而且约翰自己也没有来问彼得，你为什么要问呢？
And then it's very interesting that here John didn't tell Peter, why did you ask about me?
在这里就是主耶稣给我们讲。
So the Lord Jesus is telling us,
你尽管自己跟随我。
that you yourself follow me.
你不要去看别人。
Don't look around at others.
不要去跟别人比较。
And don't compare with others.
有些人他主可能给他恩赐传福音，真的一下子几千人、几百人。
Some people probably are gifted with the gift of evangelism, and they could lead thousands to the Lord.
有些人主可能是让我们做一个幕后祷告的人。
And some are probably called to be intercessors behind the scene.
有些人就是做小组长。
And some are called to be cell group leaders.
他把他几个组员带得非常好。
And they just pay attention to the few members in the cell group.
一个个生命改变长进。
And then everyone grow and being transformed.
甚至会去传福音给别人，会去带别人。
Or they know how to evangelize and how to lead others.
所以神给的恩赐、给的托付都不一样。
So God has given different commissions.
我们只要自己忠心。
So what is asked of us is to be faithful.
我们以后要面对的是主的评价跟称赞。
So what we will face in the future is God's, is the Lord's judgment or praises.
主不是看你说你你做了多大。
The Lord does not just look at the size or the numbers.
而是看你忠不忠心。
But whether you have been faithful.
我们在马太福音看到主耶稣是说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
In the book of Matthew, we see that the Lord will compliment his servant. You are good and faithful.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Come and enjoy the joy, the happiness of your master.
所以在这里我看到主耶稣要彼得学会，不要看环境，不要看遭遇，也不要看别人。
So the Lord is actually teaching Peter here, do not focus on the circumstances, the environment, or even other people.
你自己跟随我。
You yourself follow me.
而且跟随我们要无论做什么样的服事。
Whatever ministry we are in, whatever service.
必须跟随耶稣。
We have to follow Jesus.
主耶稣也是在这里告诉彼得。
And the Lord is also teaching Peter here.
我虽然托付你去喂养我的羊。
Even though I commission you to feed my sheep.
但是你必须跟随我。
But you have to follow me.
要怎么喂，你要跟随我。
You have to follow me to know how to feed.
不然的话就是你自己有你自己的一套。
Otherwise you will do it your own way.
把羊都喂病的。
And then you will cause the sheep to get sick.
喂死了。
Or even die.
你必须事事都跟随我。
You have to follow me in everything you do.
一个跟随主的人。
A person who follows Jesus.
必定是一个住在主里面的人。
Must be one who abides in the Lord.
刚才玛莎牧师说我会分享住在主里面。
Sister Martha just said that I will share about abiding in the Lord.
但是我今天给的经文就是说你跟随我。
But today, the passage I want to give you is that you follow me.
其实这个是一样的，是同一个信息。
This is actually the same message.
一个住在主里面的人。
Someone who abides in the Lord.
一定是一个跟随主的人。
As someone who will follow the Lord.
一个一步一步都是跟随主的人。
Someone who follows the Lord step by step.
一定是住在主里面的人。
As one who abides in the Lord.
因为你要跟随，你必须会听他的声音。
Because to follow him, you have to recognize his voice.
你必须知道他的心意。
You have to know his will.
你才能跟随。
Then you can follow.
那这种人必定是常常安静在主的面前。
Such a person must have spent a lot of time, a quiet time before the Lord.
来亲近他。
To draw near to him.
来听他。
To listen to him.
来爱他。
To love him.
这种人才能够 完全的跟随他。
Such a person can completely follow the Lord.
我想主就是对我们每一个要服侍他的人。
To every one of us who desires to serve him.
我想主耶稣对彼得讲的这几句话，今天晚上也是对我们每一位讲的。
So this conversation with Peter is also for us.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
我知道现在很晚了，大家都困了。
I know it's getting late and you're probably tired.
但是假如你现在听到主耶稣的声音，
But if you hear the voice of Jesus now,
在这里问你，
That is ask, if you hear the Lord Jesus asking you,
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我，就喂养我的羊。
If you love me, feed my sheep.
但是你必须跟随我。
But you must follow me.
无论以后遇到什么情况。
Whatever circumstances you will encounter.
无论你成功失败。
Whether you succeed or fail.
无论人家拿着棕树枝来欢迎你。
Whether people welcome you with palm tree leaves.
或者说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Or cry out, crucify him, crucify him.
你都要一样跟随我。
You have to follow me the same way.
也不管别人怎么样。
Don't mind other people.
有些人好像很成功。
Some people may be even more successful.
没有人认识你。
And no one recognize you.
但是你做的，主知道，他看见。
But whatever you have done, the Lord knows, he sees you.
你不要去跟别人比。
Don't compare yourself with others.
你跟随我。
Follow me.
你花时间来我这里。
Spend time with me.
听我怎么对你说。
Listen to me what I have to say.
你先爱我。
You love me first.
我会把该做的告诉你。
I will tell you what to do.
假如你忠心做这些。
If you're faithful in doing all this,
以后你就是一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
Then you will be called a good and faithful servant.
我知道我们要能够跟随主，能够爱主，也不是我们自己想就能够的。
I know that it's really not up to us to follow and love the Lord.
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
连我们要爱主都需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit even to love the Lord.
所以我想我们现在还是来唱充满我，充满我。刚才那首诗，我刚才讲过，你不要错过这个机会。当聚会的时候，我们求圣灵来，圣灵真的会来。
So、
真的会来。你要相信，你要来领受。
Just as I said, don't miss out any opportunity right now. And if we cry out to the Lord, fill me, believe that He's going to work.
然后主等一下有什么话要呼召你，你再来回应。
And then if you hear the Lord say anything to you, you can respond. Let's sing the hymn, Fill Me Now.、
Oh Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们感谢你。
You know, we're always glad to have you come.
我们啊，
Oh Jesus,
主啊，我们永远都来欢迎你。
Jesus wants to fill us tonight.
今天晚上耶稣要来充满我们。
And we're glad to have you come and wait on the Lord.
我们希望大家能够到前面来等候神。
Hallelujah. But there are, it's been a long weekend.
但是我们这个周末大家都很辛苦。
And if you feel you need to go,
你觉得你需要回去了
You're free to go, but if you want to come or kneel and pray, we'll be glad to stay and pray with you.
如果你需要到回到房间，你请随意。但是如果你想要来到前面，可以到前面跪下来祷告。
Brother John, would you come?We just know that it's been a long weekend. Some of you want to come, you can come and we'll pray with you.
如果你想要到前面来，请到前面来，我们为你祷告。
But if anyone is very weary, you can go to your cabin.
但是你如果觉得很疲倦，你们可以回房休息。
Would you like to pray for the people?
Oh Lord, we just thank you for your presence.
主啊，我们感谢你的同在。
And we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
Oh Jesus.
耶稣。
We call upon you, Lord.
我们向你呼求。
That you fill us with your spirit, Jesus.
让你来充满我们，用你的圣灵充满我们。
Oh, that your Holy Spirit will work in us, Lord.
圣灵做工在我们里面。主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh, you do the leading, Father.
你自己来带领我们。
Oh, you work in us, Lord.
你做工在我们里面。
Open our hearts, Lord.
开启我们的心。洁净我们。
Meet our needs, Father.
洁净我们。
Oh, and humble our hearts.
让我们心在你面前降卑。
Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Oh, we cry out to you.
我们向你呼求。
And we plead, Father.
我们向你恳求。
Oh, forgive us, Lord.
主啊，赦免我们。
Help us to be at your feet.
让我们到你的脚前。
Lowly and meekly, Lord.
让我们到你的脚前。
Lowly and meekly, Lord.
我们是柔和谦卑。柔和谦卑。
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Not of ourselves, but you only, Lord.
主啊，不在乎我们，而是你。
Oh, work in all of us, Lord.
主啊，做工在我们里面。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
We want to follow you, Lord.
我们要跟随你。
We want to leave things behind.
我们要把一切撇下。
Oh, leave our pride behind.
把我们的骄傲撇下。
Leave our uncleansed lips behind.
让我们嘴不洁的嘴唇放下来。
Any thoughts that are not pleasing to you, Lord?
我们的心里不讨你喜悦的意念，我们把它放下来。主啊
，Oh, we come to you, Jesus.
我们到你的面前来。
Humbly and meekly, Lord.
主啊，让我们谦卑。
Accept us, Lord Jesus.
接纳我们。
Pour your Spirit upon us, Father.
用你的圣灵来充满我们。
In the way that you want us to go, Lord.
带领我们到走你要我们走的路。
Help us not walk by ourselves.
让我们不靠自己随行己意。主啊，谢谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We believe you, Lord Jesus, to go from heart to heart.
Yes.
我们相信你现在就是一个一个的心在做工。
Fill us with your own spirit.
用你自己的灵充满我们。
Even all through the night, we need you to continue working in us.
我相信甚至于整个晚今晚整个晚上你都会在我们心里做工。 这是你的特会。我相信你在我们当中行走，在整个会场行走，在每一个房间里面，我们相信你都走在行走在其中。主啊，你来服侍我们，你来服侍我们，因为你是那个仆人。主啊，我们祷告今天晚上你就造访每一个房间，用你的圣灵充满我们。我们希望被改变，我们希望越来越像你。我们相信你会这样做，你会这样做，因为我们享于你的圣灵。不管是躺卧或是醒来，你是我们的同在。今天晚上让我们大家都有一个好的休息。我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门，阿门。Lord Jesus, we have heard your call to us that we ought to love you, to follow you. I want to respond to the call. Yes, I want to love you.
Amen.
I'm willing to follow you, Lord. This is my response.Before we go to bed, I want to write it down. I want to give it back to Jesus. This is my response. This is my answer. That I will not change my answer.
Yes,
may the Lord keep it.
Yes, Lord.
Fill me.
Yes, Lord.
And be my witness.I will follow you all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.